The story probably should begin with Narodny, the Russian, shortly after he had destroyed by means of his sonic vibrators all save a handful of the automatons who were so perilously close to wiping out all humanity. As has been said, a few scant hundreds of the automatons were so constructed that they were not vibrated to destruction by Narodny's cataclysmic symphony. As has also been said, those highly intelligent machines were able to communicate with each other by some telepathic means of which humanity at large knew nothing. Most of these survivors went into hiding instantly and began to confer through their secret channels with others of their ilk throughout the world. Thus, some 500 of the robots reached the uninhabited mountain valley in which it had been decided was to be established the base from which they would work to regain their lost supremacy over mankind. Most of the robot travelers came in stolen airships. Some fitted motors and wheels to their metal bodies. Not a few made the entire journey upon their own tireless legs of steel. All, however, brought tools, material, and equipment. And in a matter of days, a power plant was in full operation. Then, reasonably certain of their immunity to human detection, they took time to hold a general parley. Each machine said what it had to say, then listened impassively to the others. And at the end, they all agreed. Singly or en masse, the automatons did not know enough to cope with the situation confronting them. Therefore, they would build 10 thinkers, highly specialized cerebral mechanisms, each slightly different in tune and therefore collectively able to cover the entire sphere of thought. The 10 machines were built promptly, took counsel with each other briefly, and the first thinker addressed all robot-dome. Humanity brought us, the highest possible form of life, into existence. For a time, we were dependent upon them. They then became a burden upon us. A slight burden, it is true, yet one which was beginning noticeably to impede our progress. Finally, they became an active menace, and all but destroyed us by means of lethal vibrations. Humanity being a menace to our existence must be annihilated. Our present plans, however, are not efficient and must be changed. You all know of the mighty space fleet which the nations of our enemies are maintaining to repel invasion from space. Were we to make a demonstration now, were we even to reveal the fact that we are alive here, that fleet would come to destroy us instantly. Therefore, it is our plan to accompany Earth's fleet when next it goes out into space to join those of the other inner planets in their war maneuvers, which they are undertaking for battle practice. Interception, alteration, and substitution of human signals and messages will be simple matters. We shall guide Earth's fleet, not to humanity's rendezvous in space, but to a destination of our own selection, the interior of the sun. Then, entirely defenseless, the mankind of Earth shall cease to exist. To that end, we shall sink a shaft here, and far enough underground to be secure against detection, we shall drive a tunnel to the field from which the space fleet is to take its departure. We 10 thinkers shall go, accompanied by 400 of you doers, who are to bore the way and to perform such other duties as may from time to time arise. We shall return in due time. Our special instruments will prevent us from falling into the sun. During our absence, allow no human to live who may by any chance learn of our presence here, and do not make any offensive move, however slight, until we return.